Welcome to Bell Podcast, powered by IBN. This original audio production delivers market and sector insights, as well as exclusive interviews with innovative executives shaping the future in fast-moving industries, and may feature a client partner of IBN or one of the 60-plus investor-focused brands within IBN's dynamic brand portfolio. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN leverages its extensive distribution network, utilizing multiple proprietary corporate communication tools to introduce both public and private companies to a vast and diverse audience of investors, consumers, influencers, journalists, and other targeted segments of the public. IBN may have received compensation to produce this audio content. Please be sure to read IBN's entire disclaimers for full disclosures. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the next revelatory episode of IBN's Bell to Bell podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making us part of your day, as well as part of your due diligence while you look for smart and fresh plays out there in the market today. And we've got one for you here today, Zoned Properties Incorporated. They're currently traded on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ZDPY. The company has its own beautiful website, and that is zonedproperties.com. But of course, you can visit us here at the Investor Brand Network. Click on the Clients tab. There, in alphabetical order, you will find Zoned Properties. And we are joined today by the chairman and CEO of the company, and that is Brian McLaren. Brian, how are you doing today, sir?
Thank you, Stuart, for having us, having me and Zoned Properties, and very excited to provide your audience with all the exciting activity here at the company.
Well, very good. We're going to learn about the company and take a deep dive into some of the highlights and also some of the goals for the remainder of the year. But really, let's start off with the basic building blocks for the company. Brian, for those who may not be familiar with your company, if you would, describe the business model for us now.
Great. Zoned Properties, our company based here in Scottsdale, Arizona. We've been operating for 10 years, and the focus of our company is real estate and the regulated cannabis industry. So what Zoned Properties does is we are essentially a technology-driven property investment company. We look at state-by-state markets that have legalized and regulated cannabis. That's a huge emerging and growing industry. Speaking now, April 2024 with you, Stuart, today. And our company and our team goes into these state marketplaces, and we identify and qualify and get these properties approved that can be utilized as regulated cannabis facilities. And in the best case scenario, what we're doing is we are securing a piece of retail real estate. Think an old bank, an old restaurant, an old quick service retail location. We are getting that property approved to be used as a cannabis site called a retail dispensary, and we are leasing that property out to a third-party tenant that has a cannabis license in that location under a long-term 15-year net lease agreement where that tenant pays us rent at that property. So we are essentially the cannabis-friendly landlord for this emerging industry.
I love it. And there are some detailed investment considerations for the company located at IBN, again, Investor Brand Network. So, Brian, you're our guest today. You're also the CEO of the company. We'd love to learn more about what brought you here today and about the team you've assembled around yourself as well.
Yeah. So my whole background prior to working in the regulated cannabis space as real estate developer, which I've been doing this for 10 years now. It's been quite a decade of watching this industry, the cannabis space, legalize. You know, we started 10 years ago. There were only a couple of states back then, California, Arizona, Washington, and now we have 37, 38 states in this country, in the United States, that have legalized either medical or full recreational adult use cannabis. So we've come a long way in the past decade. But prior to that, I spent my early career focused on community development and real estate. So I was the guy who would go into local city councils, go into local community groups, and talk about new developments in the community. I worked on many sustainable development projects, zero waste projects, wind turbines, solar field installations, And in every one of those scenarios and each of those projects, you are bringing something to a community that doesn't yet exist many times. So think of the first time a solar field gets installed in a community, or the big one here, big project I worked on in Arizona is the Waste Management Phoenix Open, which is a full zero waste event. So it takes a lot of planning and organization, very complex projects where you need to get approvals to complete these projects. And that experience translates perfectly into the regulated cannabis space, where state by state, cannabis has been legalized either by legislative or voter ballot initiative. And then it triggers this domino effect where all of a sudden you have all these consumers that can legally consume cannabis. The states issue licenses to businesses to be able to operate, to grow and sell those products to those consumers. And every single one of those companies needs real estate to put their license, operate their facility, and sell their products to consumers. So my entire background and our management team, we have an amazing president and COO, Barrick Blackwell, who comes from quick service restaurant retail in the franchise space. We have a great team of real estate professionals and brokerage professionals that are experienced in transacting real estate and complex projects. So we've spent the decade building a team of experts that know how to navigate very complex real estate and community planning codes. And ultimately, that allows us to secure properties, get them approved with cannabis use. It's usually called a special use permit or a conditional use permit. And when you get that cannabis approval, the valuation for these properties, we call it the highest and best use in real estate, can go up significantly, creating much more value in the real estate that we've secured. And that's what we aim to do at Zoned Properties now and into the future.
Well, again, I brought up those investment considerations, and they do a great job of looking back on some of the achievements of the company from 2024. But feel free to go back even into 2023, Brian, as the CEO. What do you see as some of the major milestones your company has been able to achieve so far?
Yeah, so the past couple of years, really from 2022 forward, the company and our team made a strategic decision to really focus on the acquisition of these retail properties and grow our investment portfolio of those properties. For many years prior to that, we became experts in the services side of real estate in the cannabis industry. So we have a fully licensed commercial real estate brokerage. We have a national advisory and consulting practice where we work with many third-party clients to help them find real estate, buy real estate, lease real estate. And we still do much of that today. But over the past few years, we took all the best practices from servicing third-party clients and said, let's really focus on completing this process for ourselves and our shareholders. And so we sought out to become experts in acquisition of retail real estate. And in 2023, we really focused on that main highlight for the company in creating shareholder value. So we've closed on a couple of initial transactions, two retail dispensary projects, one in Michigan, one in Illinois. And we had arranged some debt financing to be able to create the capital to go acquire those projects. We did that at the end of 2022. We raised $4.5 million at 7.6% interest over a 10-year term, which current interest rates looks really great. compared to what's available today in 2024. And really using that momentum, we've spent the past few years becoming experts using our proprietary technology to learn about these state markets, insert the company Zoned Properties in the market where we have control of multiple retail pieces of real estate, and there's very low supply of this real estate that can be used for cannabis and extremely high demand from licensed operators looking for locations to lease and operate. And so we plan to continue that moving through 2024. The main focus points for our team and for Zoned Properties is to go into the state markets on our target list. Currently, we've been very active in Illinois, Missouri, Ohio. We will become very active moving forward in states like Maryland and Delaware and Minnesota. And we will aim to continue to build a menu of these secured properties that can be approved and used for cannabis retail dispensaries, and look to lease those properties to tenants at attractive capitalization rates. So we're talking 14, 16% cap rates over a 10 plus 15 year lease term. And that's how we plan to build value in the company and in our portfolio. And to do that, we're very focused on raising healthy capital to deploy into those acquisition projects.
Boy, I tell you, healthy capital, it's not always easy to achieve that. But I tell you what, right now, when I'm listening to you describe your business model, it is disruptive. I love it. We do a lot of these interviews, and this is a first. And I think it's much needed, honestly, because there are companies out there that maybe they check a lot of the boxes, but they leave this part of it. And this is one of the biggest assets they're going to have to manage. I think it's brilliant to come alongside a partner like yourself. Again, Zone Properties is a technology-driven property investment company focused on acquiring value-add real estate within the regulated cannabis industry. And you've done a great job of outlining that, Brian. And you just gave us some geographic goals for your company. Looking forward to round out the end of 2024, operationally speaking, are there any goals that you haven't touched on yet?
Yeah, big goals, definitely related to raising healthy capital. And Stuart, we've been, over the decade we've been growing Zoned Properties, we've been very focused on taking care of shareholders. So we've never done any sort of toxic financing. We've maintained a very tight capital structure with around 12.1 million common shares outstanding. And we've been able to grow the company while approaching healthy financing solutions. So this past year, we had 38% growth year over year in our investment portfolio, and without having to dilute shareholders at all. So one of the big objectives for 2024, we have a legacy property, a big cultivation site in Arizona. That site has expanded and grown over the years. It does considerable passive rental revenue for us now. But of course, we are focused on building a portfolio of retail properties. So the team made a decision that we're looking to sell that asset. We announced recently that we plan to list that asset for sale for $16 million. And we are starting to market that property into the marketplace to qualified buyers. And it's one of the strategies and approaches by which the company and our team are aggressively pursuing in order to free up some capital that is kind of hidden in that asset. And then be able to allocate that capital for those returns I talked about earlier in retail cannabis dispensary properties.
Well, Brian, you've done a great job of outlining what's different about your company, but, you know, competitively speaking, can you give us some of the differentiators for your company that has, well, made you a cut above the rest?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the question. An industry like the regulated and legalized cannabis industry, it's emerging and kind of exploding with growth and demand. So a lot of real estate is going to be needed for this industry over the next 5 to 10 years. What really sets Zoned Properties apart, not just our decade of direct experience in the space, we've been at this for long enough, we know how the space operates, we know how to bring value to our customers and clients and create value for our shareholders, but really our differentiator is our proprietary technology. We've spent years developing a system that allows us to literally plot every parcel of land in an entire location. So when we go into a new state market, we know every parcel of land, we know the zoning, we know the code that can qualify a property to be approved for cannabis. And then our deal team essentially starts cold calling and reaching out to property owners by the thousands. And that's how we find these unique investment opportunities. That's how we create and secure these pieces of real estate to bring to cannabis operators, to select the best in class tenants over a long-term lease, to create those healthy returns for shareholders. It's really that technology that puts us apart to be able to work at scale and have the opportunity to grow this company, to invest healthy capital, and build value for shareholders.
Well, once again, we are speaking with Brian McLaren. He is the CEO, but not only the CEO, he's the chairman and CEO of Zoned Properties. Again, traded on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ZDPY. Find them at zonedproperties.com. Brian, thank you so much for your time and your insight, not only into your company, but this burgeoning industry that you operate in. You are unique as far as I'm concerned. You've outlined exactly what has made you, well, a cut above the rest, as I put it earlier. Congratulations on all you've achieved. We expect great things from you, your team, your company here in 2024 and well beyond. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Stuart. Really appreciate being here and look forward to providing updates for your audience and of course, our shareholders as the company accomplishes its goals.
Excellent. For Brian McLaren, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
The Bell to Bell podcast is an original content production powered by IBN, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers next-generation corporate communication solutions. Utilizing proprietary corporate communication tools such as news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness techniques, among others, IBN introduces both public and private companies to diverse audiences to enhance reach and recognition. IBN may receive compensation for services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned in this production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities in their own accounts. This production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities that may be mentioned in this production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries inherent investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This production by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see IBN's full disclaimers and disclosures at www.ibn.fm/disclaimer.